This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your first stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Welcome to a very special edition of TFL Talking Trucks Podcast.
Yeah, we say this often, special edition, but this is really a special edition, and that's because we're out here in the open in the wilds of Colorado at the Overland Expo Mountain West.
Well, it's not really the wilds. This is really near Loveland, Colorado.
It's the wilds. We've got trees.
But yeah, no, this time I truly mean it. It's really special because, first of all, it's almost real-time podcasting.
Yeah.
Because we're going to stop recording this podcast, and you're going to hear it and see it right away.
Yeah. We're just going to edit out the parts where I look fat.
And then you can come here too.
Yep.
If you're near Colorado, you can come check it out yourself. But we want to show you all the coolest vehicles. And I want to start right here at the Toyota booth.
Yes, folks, that is the brand new Tacoma. Now, Andre has already attended the event in Hawaii, and together we attended the event at the other Overland Expo.
Yep.
And this vehicle is yet another example of what's coming.
Yeah, so on this podcast, we're going to show you the coolest stuff at the show. Nathan, I want to show you a very, very awesome Power Wagon.
Yep.
We have some news from GMC and Hummer.
That's right.
And a lot of surprises.
Oh, and also some Patreon questions.
Yeah, Patreon questions, because we want to thank you for supporting us, as always. Patreon.com/TFLCar. But this is the first public viewing of the TRD off-road version of the Tacoma.
Yes, and there are a couple important things to note. First of all, one of the representatives actually came up to us and mentioned the fact that although these are 31s, you can get factory 33s on this.
Yeah, which is really important. So let's look at the tires. Let's dig in.
All right.
Let's go in the rear here.
Excuse me.
So right here, this truck is shown on this BF Goodrich Trail Terrain TA, and it's a 17-inch wheel. It's got kind of a simulated painted beadlock.
Yeah, right? Well, actually that is very typical for an awful lot of TRD wheels. I've seen other ones very similar to that.
Yeah, and this tire, like you said, it's about 31.6 inches
That's
in diameter.
Correct.
Because it's a 265/70 R17. As I said, you can get a slightly larger tire from the factory, which I think we may have to do if we buy a Tacoma.
Oh, I certainly hope we do that. But there's something else that you guys really need to see, and that's on the inside.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So show them the suspension.
Of course, it's a new generation of the Taco, right?
Yes.
It's highly controversial.
Yes.
Well, first of all, in the rear, still solid axle, but a coil sprung rear end.
That's right, coil sprung. But there still is a version of the Tacoma that has leaf springs.
I know, it's crazy how many versions of Tacoma they now have.
I think they're being smart about it though, giving you lots of choices. But anyway, let's continue.
So now, solid frame all the way around. You could see how beefy the new frame is. And here on the off-road version, they put the shock on the outside of the frame, which is
spill stay?
Yeah.
It looks like it with the blue.
Let me look underneath. It's got a piggyback.
Now, while he's looking underneath, another important thing, no more rear drum brakes, at least as far as I know, on almost every model, if not all of them.
Right. I believe they switched completely to disc brakes.
Yes, which you guys have been yelling about for years.
It is a Bilstein.
Yeah, Bilstein.
Bilstein. So, and of course, they have TRD Pros,
yep,
with different suspensions. They have the new Trail Hunter, But this is the first viewing of this TRD off-road version.
Right. Now, this is the TRD off-road version, so this is less expensive than the TRD Pro. This is most likely going to be the version that we would choose because you get a lot of the features that we want, like a rear locker, I think is actually standard on this one, right?
Yeah, and you know the trail control system as far as modes, drive modes.
Right.
But also the TRD Pro comes later. Because the TRD Pro is going to be hybrid only.
Right.
And this is just a turbocharged 2.4 liter.
Right. So three or is it four different powertrains that are available, and not to mention the fact that you can get a manual transmission in some of these.
Actually, I think you will be able to configure a manual with the TRD off-road.
Oh, that would be outstanding.
Yes. But because we want to be first, Nathan, I think it's no secret. We buy trucks every year,
yep.
Right? So we want to be first. So why wait for the TRD Pro, which is supposed to come out in April of 2024?
Well, we can get that.
If you can get this in December-ish, like this year.
Let's move down here a little bit because somebody else is doing some broadcasting. But I wanted to mention something. We should sell the Ford Raptor R and buy three Toyota Tacomas.
It's possible. It could be possible. So the pricing is not released yet.
Yeah, but...
But I would peg... a base TRD off-road, probably around 45-ish. What do you think?
The TRD off-road base. Yeah, I think it might even be a little less. I think it might be closer to 42.
And then with some options, maybe closer to high 40s, right?
Right.
And of course, the Raptor R is 110.
Yes, that's my point of getting a couple.
Insane.
But my point is that they're trying to be competitive with what's already out there and what will be out there. And I have a feeling that Ford is going to try to be the value leader when the Ranger comes out. That's why they're holding back.
Yeah.
And so Toyota, I think, is looking at that and going, okay, we want to be the value leader. And I think they might be.
Yeah, totally. And the reason why I'm looking at my phone, it's not because I'm texting Tommy. It's because I'm looking at...
Who's Sheila?
It's because I'm looking at Patreon.
Uh-huh.
So I want to thank our Patreon supporters, Keith Kubi, very recently supported us in a very big way. Also Ken Lewis. And we have a few questions that we'll touch on from Ian, Ken, and Keith, and Don coming up in a couple minutes.
In a couple of momentitos. Now, this is sort of one of the spokes that leads to the front entrance. If you look over Andre's shoulder, that is the front entrance to the Overland Expo. And then you come out here, and there's two staging areas where you can head off towards these alleyways where there's various vehicles on display, and of course a lot of companies that are doing overlanding goodies. But the main center spoke, is right here. And that leads out in all directions. You can get out to the motorcycles, you can get out to other SUVs.
Can we look at this for a sec?
He wants to look at this.
Oh.
Doesn't this look familiar?
Did we see this in Flagstaff or no?
No, not the same one,
It was similar. This is amazing.
It's got a Cummins in it.
It's Cummins turbo diesel, Jeep, old school. Wow.
Oof. I would say this
now
is slightly modded.
Well, not just modded, it's restored and modded.
Oh, it's beyond, and yeah. Well, look underneath. Those axles are not stock.
It's beautiful.
Wow.
I'm just speechless. I don't know. I'm not speechless often. But when I do see a resto mod, especially an off-roader like this, I become speechless.
Fantastic. Look at that.
Very good. This is one of your projects?
Yeah, this is my truck.
All right. Can you tell me a little bit about it? Like, just we're doing a podcast for TFL Talking Trucks.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a 1969 Jeep J3000 Gladiator. It's got the drivetrain of a 89 Dodge W250 in it, so it's got a 5.9 Cummins turbo diesel.
Awesome.
NV4500 5-speed transmission, Dana 300 twin-sticked, Dana 60s front and rear with air lockers. We did custom suspension on it with Alcan springs and ADS shocks. We hand-built that front bumper and put a come-up 12,500-pound winch in it. It's got a Mitz alloy bed with bedsides, boxes.
Yeah, let's take a look really quick.
Absolutely.
I watch your videos all the time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We're here to represent. So all three of these trucks have Mitz alloy trays on them.
Wife.
This is their full-size 8-foot truck bed with bedsides.
Yeah.
So it's all aluminum and has a ton of storage. Yeah.
Is this Do you drive this often? I mean, this looks so pristine right now. It's at the show. It's amazing.
We just finished it last week, so
it's brand new.
Yeah, it's got about 100 miles on it now.
But so you're probably itching to get it out there.
Yeah, we drove it up here. It did 80 miles an hour on the highway, no problem. Just cruise right along.
That's amazing.
It's got tons of power.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely. Thank
All right.
you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Hey, Andre. Come over here. Hey, I'm sorry. Come over here. I didn't have a chance to say hi. Nathan, nice to meet you.
Tom Sweet.
Tom, and that's Andre.
I'm Andre.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, man.
He says he's a fan, so I wanted to apologize to him in advance.
Oh, because this is such a bad show?
Yeah, because we're terrible. So what shows do you watch? Off-road? All of them?
Mostly off-road.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I really do appreciate you watching.
That's just my card. You can text me or whatever, or email me later.
You were too busy doing a walk around on the cool toy.
Yeah, no, I saw the toy. You know?
I drove up from Southern Utah.
Okay. Are you camping here too? Or?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, thank you for watching very much.
Yes, appreciate it. It was a pleasure.
Okay.
Take care.
I think we need to head towards GMC booth.
Yes. So for those of you who have been living under a rock, GMC has recently built the electric Hummer. We had one. We owned one. For how long? 8 months?
At least half a year.
Half a year. And it kind of has mixed reviews from us. I think Roman really, really loved it. Andre, I think, is on the fence, and I'm kind of the opposite.
It was a love-hate relationship. And usually when a vehicle is interesting, you get into this love-hate, right? Because, you know, some things are, you know, can bother you if you get stuck somewhere. But also, there's a lot of good elements to it, right?
I would agree, and I do love to hate it. So. But there are some positive elements too, the fact that it's really cool looking, very capable off-road if you
I see one.
Go the right way. But this is a special project that is actually something that you can buy. Right now they're taking orders from this company. We actually have up on TFL Off-Road the story about this.
Yeah.
And,
so this is GMC working with Earth Cruiser.
That's right.
To build a camping version of the new Hummer EV truck.
Now this is Shell. The clamshell is carbon fiber mix. They built this specifically for this rig, so it's not like something that can be interchangeable with, let's say, a Rivian or something like that. Those side pods open up and actually hold gear. On the inside, you have a full-size twin bed. It can sleep too. In addition, there are some kitchen components on the inside, which we'll see in a second, and some seating areas. I believe it's almost 80 inches at the entryway in terms of opening. And we'll see the back of it, and you'll be able to see that. They did not mention what the weight is, but because this thing already weighs over 9,000 pounds, I don't think it really matters. There is a solar array up top. It does have a 1,500 watt charger, I believe. And in addition, it can run a week and power a refrigerator. So essentially, you could be off-grid for a week and still have a cold refrigerator.
What do you think about this color, dude?
I do like the color. And I like the fact that this kind of matches the color, too. Just a slight shade different.
So we had a lot of questions about this, because we were talking about this at the office, and people were saying, well, will you be able to go inside the vehicle from the camping section without going outside?
No, you have to go outside.
So those are types of questions. We'll show you around.
Yeah, now there is one question I wasn't able to answer. Now, I did do the report on this, which once again is on TFL Offroad or alltfl.com. And yes, anyway, and this solar system that's up there is, as I said, capable of powering the vehicle itself. I do not know if you can plug the rig into the solar system and actually charge the rig very slowly. I'm not sure about that. It's a curious question, because it does have the capacity, I believe, to charge this on a, you know, a slow charge. Now, granted, that would take a long time, but if you're off-grid for 5 days and you're just charging, who knows? So I want to find that out. Let's go over here, because you're going to be able to see the entranceway and how it actually moves.
Nathan, I found the designer, one of the designers.
Far out. Why don't you interview him? There we go.
Rob. It's Rob.
Okay, go get
him. Hold on. Rob, hey, man.
What's going on?
Good to see you. So you were part of this project?
Yeah, so I'm the design manager from the PMA studio at GM Design. So from General Motors' side, we worked in partnership with Earth Cruiser to develop the styling and the integration, you know, from the Hummer EV to the Earth Cruiser upfit.
Okay.
So it looks like a seamless project, right? The product looks like you bought this from the factory.
Like it was meant to be in the first place, right?
Exactly.
Can we look in the front?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the best way to start, right?
All right, let's start there.
So if you guys kind of step back here and look at the front three-quarter view of the truck, right? The biggest thing you notice, right, even with the camper up, it looks like this thing is mated perfectly to the roof. And that's because it is. It sleeves right around the roof of the truck itself, so it has a nice tight fit. And what you might think is, oh, the Hummer EV is very blocky, it's very flat. In reality, this truck has a ton of crown in every different direction, so there's a lot of curvature to the surface.
Okay.
And we wanted the camper to fit nice and snug and have those lines fit with the roof line of the vehicle. And then as you stack up to this, you know, horizontal line that separates for the top of the camper to go up, we had to manage that relationship of the crown and the vehicle to this flat line and so on as it steps up. But we think the result is something that looks like the features on the side of the vehicle and, you know, the fender shapes and our side pods on the side of the camper, they really talk to one another as you look around the truck. So again, it's that whole harmonious, you know, marriage of the surface of the camper itself to the surface of the vehicle.
What's the, do you know what the camper is made out of or what material? Yeah.
So the camper itself, the house and the roof are made of carbon fiber.
Okay.
Right? And then, you know, the Earth Cruiser team can give you more detail around exact materials they use for the actual side panels and such. But it is, it's everything you find in an Earth Cruiser product integrated for the Hummer itself.
So what about like the roof panels? You know, because the standard Hummer EV truck has removable roof panels.
So they're still there.
Okay.
Yep, the roof panels are still there. You can take this camper top off and return your Hummer EV to a pickup.
To a truck.
Yep.
Okay.
So there's no dependency on one or another. That the camper is fully independent from the vehicle, and the vehicle, you know, the electrical systems between the two are completely separate. The other neat trick is, and we'll give it a peek at it in a little bit, there's a pass-through from the camper into the passenger seat.
Okay.
So in the event of, you know, weather condition or...
Like we're about to have right
let's
now?
Let's hope not. we're really hoping that it's not going to rain. But,
okay.
But yeah, if an inclement weather situation or an animal situation or an unsafe condition, right, there's a direct access right into the vehicle so you can get in and get out in a safe manner. So
very cool. And the color, I love this color.
Yeah, the color is great, right?
Yeah, it just kind of sets off, kind of has that kind of adventurous feeling to me.
Yeah, it feels sort of natural together. It's got all of the factory accessories. You know, we have the factory accessory wheel with the beadlock accent. We've got the rocker protection, our spotlights, our bronze badge package all around the vehicle. All factory options on the truck itself. Again, just kind of giving it a little bit more with the camper. So
awesome.
The bronze tow hook, so on and so forth.
Very cool.
But yeah, and so the side pods as well, they have all of the gear stored inside. Actually, probably the other...
Let me hold it.
Thank you.
So kind of gear hatches here on the side.
So again, giving these a reason for why they look the way they do. They keep all your gear clean, out of the elements, right? It's all, again, you can see it's carbon fiber. It's all integrated, right?
Kind of a molly panel.
Molly panel, yep. So you can have a variety of different tools and accessories to carry. The other side of the vehicle has an outdoor shower integrated to it. So if you go to the other side pod, you can see the shower feature in that.
Sweet, and I see a little kind of access panels.
Yep.
I think there's a charger.
Yeah, the driver's side has all your electrical components in it, so you can turn your battery system right on from out here. And then the water system is right on the other side of the vehicle.
Sounds good. Well, maybe we could jump in. Can we jump in here in a second?
Yeah, if I got like 3-4 minutes,
okay.
I'm just going to do one more.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Great. But yeah, I mean, if you peek in while we're standing here real quick, you can see some of the details that happened on the interior, and we'll look at it in a minute. But you see all the Hummer EV details are integrated to Earth Cruiser's execution on the inside. So we let Earth Cruiser really, really, you know, run their specialty on the interior of this thing.
It looks really nice. Like, really nice finish.
Yeah.
With a little sink on the passenger side. That's great.
Yeah.
Can we open this side?
Yeah, we can open the sides there.
I'll let you do it.
Yeah, no problem.
Because I usually tend to break things, you know.
So you can see this is the outdoor shower, right? Water.
Hook up here. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Got the shower. All of the shower components are in the bag here. So, and then you've got like a little caddy for your shower supplies here as well. So this little thing pops out of something.
Yeah, that's really good integration, and you can kind of see, you know, somebody right there in the bed space,
yeah,
right?
It gives you a great perspective on the scale of in the space that's actually up inside of here. And one of the neat things you notice from out here is that you look up, you've got spotlights buried up in the corners there. They'll illuminate the campsite all around, which is great. You have the lights inside. But, you know, you see the outside is this beautiful gray color that matches your body of the vehicle itself. But the inside is this bright, high-gloss white. And that is really about making it feel nice and big inside. So this sort of compact package feels really nice and spacious when you can get in on the inside.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to look a little bit more around the GMC booth because...
Thanks.
You have kind of a color match thing going on here.
Yes, you do.
Is that on purpose?
You never know.
Yes,
yes. Of course it is.
I would say
Yeah, it absolutely is. So, yeah, make sure you take a great look at our AT4X products. And, you know, these are fantastic, you know, story we have here for, you know, any adventuring products from GMC.
Because I see you have your new heavy-duty AT4X here
heavy
as well.
Duty, yeah, the new heavy-duty AT4X, light-duty, and then the Canyon.
The Canyon, yeah. Yes. It's the whole lineup right here.
Absolutely.
Really impressive.
Yeah, very cool.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right. Well, we'll be walking by.
Please come back. We'll be
all right. There you go, Nathan.
Wow. Thank you so much. Hey, I wanted to get a card and hand it to somebody who has an Earth cruiser who wants to come and visit.
Yes. Great. Thank you.
Very great.
Very awesome. All right. Let's take a look at the AT4X stuff really quick.
Okay.
So that was the Earth cruiser edition of the Hummer.
Yes.
But look, they have matching AT4X trucks.
Especially. See, I look at this and I think, oh, this is far more affordable for the regular human. And then I realize, oh, wait a minute, maybe it's not so affordable.
Well, because this is top of the line, my friend. This is the AV edition, right?
Yes.
So this includes the winch, includes the larger tire. Look at the size of these tires.
Yeah,
dude.
I it's great, but look, you're making a child cry because they know this thing is like 60 grand. Nice going, Andre. You made the kids cry. That's all you.
That kid is very unhappy.
No, but I mean, but that's the trade-off, isn't it? Amazing off-road capability. Actually, a really good-looking rig.
Dude, this
is... But at the same time.
I love this AV edition of the Canyon because it just looks proportional, right? It just looks correct.
Yeah, but I want the viewers to look at something up front.
What?
Now, this is an AEV bumper, right? And I do love the company because they do make some quality products. However, if you look at the non-AT4X, it doesn't hang down as much. The reason it does is because you've got this, the winch, which is great, but that means added weight up front. And in addition, your approach angle has been slightly compromised. So in my book, I wouldn't want this part. You know what I mean?
Why are you being a Debbie Downer?
I'm just being honest about this.
Okay.
So I'm trying to save the consumer some money, Andre. Don't make any more children cry. All right, where are we going from here?
Well, I want to go this way, but I want to see if I can see this hatch.
Oh, you want to go outside?
Hold on a second.
Go play.
I want to see this hatch.
You better follow him, camera dude. Andre might like try to buy it.
Can we see the hatch? That's kind of a drop down thing.
Yeah. What's the best way to show off the hatch? From the pass through? Are you talking about the pass through?
Yeah, into the cab.
Yeah.
Because we just talked about it. We just wanted to jump in.
Emergency hatch.
Go open it up and crawl down through.
Yeah, Andre needs to crawl through it.
Yeah, no, not me. Yes. I don't want to crawl. Yeah, you can crawl. All right.
Sorry, dude. It's all for viewership.
All right. Let's step in.
Guy who designed it, so might as well
show it. Well, yeah, I mean, it just shows the possibilities, right?
Yeah.
So this is the bed.
Yeah, bed
area.
It's RV full size, good for two people. You grab this hatch and we get it out of the way. We got like a sailboat hatch right here.
Oh, sweet.
And so we didn't cut the truck at all. We just cut one of the T-top panels.
Sorry. Yeah.
And so if you had an extra T-top panel, you could actually switch it out and just go right back to stock. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. And so this, you just twist these.
I just heard from somebody that
now you can drop right the shell
weighs about 180 pounds because it's
that's pretty sweet.
Lighter, but all the stuff inside of it is going to add, you know.
In case of like inclement weather or something else going on?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and you can control the
they won't
up and down
give us the numbers.
With the key fob.
Yeah.
And you can actually hook it to an iPad system as well. And so you get your
campfire. So you need to, if you need to leave, bam, down.
Andre, you should really try that too, my friend.
Pull up and it's raining. Right. If you pull up and it's raining, you can actually pop it up, get this hatch off, and lift your roof, and you don't have to get out to get to bed. So it's kind of convenient.
That's really great.
Did
you
get a weight on this?
Thank you for demonstrating that.
Did they mention the weight on this?
Oh, do you have like a weight spec on this?
It's within GVW. So
so when you add the camper, sorry, let me get you the mic closer.
Yeah, so the payload's about 1,300. And the GVW is like around,
it was like 10
or
10.5 or something.
Yeah,
it's just over 10.
That sounds right. Yeah.
So when you add this all together, you're still within gross vehicle weight.
Yeah, we didn't have time to pull this thing back off and weigh it when it was complete. So I don't know the exact weight of the camper, but we're good within GVW.
But it's carbon fiber.
Yeah, carbon fiber.
So the idea is to make it as lightweight as possible. Correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, I mean, it can only get better from here, right? I mean, we're going to increase or, you know, lighten it up even more with revisions in design. And, you know, we're just going to get lighter and lighter and lighter.
Awesome.
More light, more range.
Yeah, well, thank you for your time. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Okay, watch yourself, camera dude.
That was really cool, Nathan.
Yeah, this thing is pretty awesome. And it's, they are taking orders right now. I think it's $100 for to reserve yours. On their website.
Sweet. Let's move on. I want to go this way because there's a Power Wagon there.
Okay.
And I know you love Power Wagons.
Of course I do. So, yeah, let's do it. Hello.
Look, heavy-duty 84X. You like this? Yes.
Yeah, I do. And we've reviewed these.
No, not this version of it. This is a brand new 84X with all the AEV components.
I thought we had something similar to this recently.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Are you sure?
Nobody has ever, outside of GM, sat in that one.
Okay.
All right. I want to visit one of my friends that I met a couple years ago. He's got a super, super sweet Power Wagon.
Well, I'm down for that.
While we walk, how about we take a question?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So, this question comes from Ian Griffin from Patreon, okay?
Okay.
And he had a question we answered last time, but the second question is...
Hey, Andre.
Oh, hey.
I just want to say hello.
Oh, hey, good to see you, man.
Bye, bud.
I'm going to see you next week, because I need to borrow a trailer.
Now what?
Fifth wheel.
Oh, okay. Right. I just want to say hello. Sorry.
All right, I appreciate it.
That dude has awesome hair. I wish I had
always
hair.
The same.
I wish I had hair. Okay, so your question, let's go.
Ian says, how come no manufacturer of pickup trucks currently is doing a diesel hybrid? You know, we heard about gasoline hybrids, right?
I actually have a little bit of an answer.
But not diesel hybrids.
Okay. So you want to go first? I'll go
No, you can go.
Okay. So many years ago, when I was in China, of all places, I was talking to somebody from Nissan, who then was interrupted by somebody from Chevrolet, because I was having exactly the same conversation. I was asking, why don't these smaller diesels have hybrid systems hooked up to them? And that question was also answered by somebody from Ram many, many years later. Same answer. Wait.
Ah, so your diesel engine.
Right.
DEF.
Yep.
Battery.
Yep.
Electric motor.
Yep. So what happens is that, yes, you may gain a little bit of economy, and your vehicle's definitely going to run, you know, like a generator by comparison. But because of the extra weight, you're going to lose your towing capacity by quite a bit, or it's going to drop. And, of course, your payload by a lot.
And also cost.
Yes.
Cost. But Ian made a point. He said, well, electric trucks cost a lot.
Yes, they do.
So why not just make a diesel hybrid? I mean, it also costs a lot.
I would say that that is part of the equation. And
well, it has to do with emissions too, right? Passing the new diesel engines through emissions. And there are fewer and fewer diesel engines on the market.
Well, really, there's only one for the half-ton market right now. And there's zero for the mid-size market, right?
Yes.
They got rid of the mid-size diesel in the Chevy.
Yes.
So I think that's part of the issue.
Nathan, ooh. I know you love Power Wagons.
Yes, I do.
But I want your opinion on this. Is this not one of the most badass built? Look around.
This is nuts. Look at this. Wow. Andre, you realize, of course, if I try to buy a Power Wagon and then modify it, I will be divorced.
Well, you'll spend not all of your savings,
this is where I'll be living.
But all of your relative savings.
Yeah, I'll be.
Hey, good to see you, man.
Set up a trailer right there, a little compound.
I brought my friend Nathan.
I know him. Oh. He's from YouTube. Everybody knows everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So,
you're the always couple.
We're the couple.
Yeah, he's my other wife.
Yeah.
Can you introduce yourself, please?
Okay, so I'm Jiri Poliacek. I got couple businesses, but one of these, it's Tivole Off-Road or Tivole Fabrication.
Do you mind holding this just a second?
You want me to...
You could just hold it like this.
No, I can.
Oh, yeah. So I met you a couple of years ago, and this was a work in progress, right? But now it looks way more finished. Is it finished? Or is it never finished?
98%. 98%, yes.
Okay, so tell me about the shell first.
The shell, it's made to be aerodynamic, practical, and different, right?
It definitely looks different, yes. Does it go up at all?
No, it doesn't go. It's a stealth camper. When you sleep on the parking lot or anywhere, nobody knows if you're outside or inside.
Okay.
And also, it's named Bunker, so you want to be a little bit bulletproof.
It's a bunker, Nathan.
This thing is beyond cool. Okay. I'm freaking out.
So then you kind of built this kind of, it looks like shapes, interlocking shapes, kind of really cool.
The camper itself, it's modular. So you don't have to have this side panel here. Can be openable whole doors, right? It's depend. You don't have to have the top section. Even the nose, it's separated, you know, if you will want to build something different.
Okay.
You know? So
you can take the over the cab, that section can come off.
And also, if you damage part of it, you don't have to, you know, repowder coat the whole thing.
How would you damage this?
What is this made out of?
It's 1/8 aluminum. It's a...
Nathan, maybe you should do this interview.
I'm just...
It doesn't have a structural frame, right?
Okay.
So no squeezing, no rattling, nothing. We go 80 miles through Mojave Desert, and it's halt everything.
And I've seen it because he has an Instagram account.
So this looks like it's for aerodynamic purposes, I'm guessing, and then structural on the outside.
Yes,
is that how
yes,
you
yes.
shaped it? This is, yeah, I can't believe the shapes that you managed to get out of this. So are you using stampings with these, or is this just
independent? No, it's a, okay, so you 3D model everything, and you understand you go with the flat pieces. Mm-hmm. You don't do rolling.
Right.
You don't do any twisting, right? So you design everything straight pieces, then whatever it's bendable, you bend it. Whatever it's not bendable, you need to weld it.
So these would be bent, and then you would weld in between the seam to get them together?
Yeah, on my, I have a YouTube channel, right? And all builds are on the YouTube. So let's say this is bent, bent, bent. Then you have to weld. This is welded all pieces because it's, you know, it's V. It's hard to put it in the press brake.
Yeah, I'm freaking out because this will be really hard to...
Honestly, the build itself, it's so difficult, it's hard to do production.
I bet. So how much does this weigh, like this, with all the modular components on it right now?
That's the point. I can tell you this way. Now the truck, it's 11,000 pounds. So I'm 3,000 pounds extra on the rear axle. Okay. But the camper itself, we lift with one on the front, one on the back, we lift it in the air.
Oh.
So it's not heavy. But because it's a survival vehicle, we're carrying so much stuff which you don't need at the momentarily.
I mean, that Dometic fridge you have in there is big enough for a body. It's huge. it's
yeah, massive. But I have so much tools extra and so much stuff which, let's say you end up in the forest, you can build the cabin, you can survive, you can hunt, right?
Sure, sure.
But you're carrying stuff which you don't need for individual trip. But if you need it, you need it. So
this is a hell of a build. I like
also
this.
Also, the rear bumper, look, everything is built.
So, yeah, no, look.
Oh, is this yours too, the bumper?
Yeah,
oh,
look, wow. I even design and make my own latches. So all mechanical system and lock system, all I make myself.
Oh, this, Andre, I need a raise.
This one also, everything is custom made. Look, this bumper. Bumper, it's T6 aluminum. So every single bend is welded inside, outside, and free-handed grinding.
Wow.
It's a artwork, right?
That's why I'm freaking out, because the shapes that you managed to design are just, I've never seen these on any camper out there. Everything is so fleet-sided. But
it's take time. It's a, like mass production will be impossible.
Unless you hire 15 of you,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
So this locking system, look, all pins, rotating, everything. So when you, this one also designed it, especially. So when you close, it's nothing dragging metal to metal. It's a roll over, and then you
lock
it.
Place. That's really
it doesn't
cool.
make a lot of noise either. It's kind of quiet.
Yeah. So.
Well, yes, it looks like he has bushings in here. Wow. Okay, Andre, well, you've convinced me.
He needs to buy it. He wants to buy it.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, I just have to sell my house. Or
not for celiac. Can we draw our attention to one more thing?
Yes.
It's the air jack system. Look underneath.
Huh?
No, on this side.
What am I looking at?
It's leveled round.
Oh, right look now. At that. Yeah.
It's operated by phone.
No kidding.
Yep. You don't go under.
You mean that phone right there?
No. Okay. iPhone.
No,
iPhone.
There, it looks like it's
an yeah, that's a switch for the lights. So the idea is, if you see on the axle, it's welded jack points. It's like a flat surface 4x4 inches.
Oh, yeah, I can see that
so
one over there.
So you save when you lift the truck. And now, same hose, we have air system for each tire to deflate, inflate, and same hose with the adapter, because it's a sharp connection, like sharp hose.
So that runs right into there, so your compressor's in the cap. Okay.
So, you know, this hose goes for wheels to inflate, deflate, and then you put this adapter and you can do the jack. Same thing,
so
if you
cool.
have a 12 volts compressor, like a small one, so you just use this adapter and you can lift the truck.
Is this yours as well?
Yes.
You built, wow.
All Tivole.
Holy
Tivole means like dude or wow. You know, when you see something, they Tivole. That's a beautiful thing, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I noticed the casters on the other side of it too, so you can roll it around.
Yeah, you can roll it around.
I mean,
around.
The detail is just incredible.
The body, it's aluminum, so save a little weight. You know, and it's a quarter inch T6 also. Mostly my parts, it's aluminum or stainless, you know, so it doesn't rust.
Well, Andre, we need to figure out a way to get this stuff. This is very cool. I do appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us
about
this.
The boxes I added after, and I think, oh, look, because I sealed completely the tailgate.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When we drive, it's no dust. You need to push always in and then open. Look.
Because it's so tight.
Oh, no, because bottom, he added these
just the angle,
gaskets.
Angle, yeah, and the gasket, like, for doors.
Yeah.
On the bottom also, same thing. So
that means you're pretty much sealed in this when you want to be out of the elements.
Where is the water tank? What do you think?
Right there?
No. Guys, come on.
Oh, no, it would be up
no,
high.
No.
Gravity?
If you can... So, water tanks are under the driver and passenger seats, right?
I'll be damned.
41 liters on the driver's side, 46 under passenger. So, four tanks together, 23 gallons. Now you can see how much water you have on each side and how much temperature on each side. So if you go through desert, it's hot day,
yeah.
56 Celsius on the exhaust side. Mm. So we also have a small stainless tube water heater, uh-huh. tankless, which dragging about 100 amps. If I go up here, you see?
Is there solar on the roof to trickle solar, into a...
Yes, solar, 540 watts on the roof.
Okay.
And 12 volts AC, you know. So theoretically, this is like a hotel room for one guy. If you single guy,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah, this is...
You have everything.
Amazing.
Yeah, this is incredible.
So this is the way I put the water in,
uh-huh.
and this is my outdoor shower.
Got it.
Wow. This is cool, right?
Everything is...
I told you I had a cool power wagon.
But it's the detail. Yeah, the power wagon is awesome, but the detail in this thing is...
I can roll a shutter on the front, you know, so uh-huh. nobody see you when I'm inside.
Ah.
And then I have the windows, I close them, you know, so...
So is that storage then up there?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
So all sleeping bags, jackets, anything, it's on the front.
Right.
So when you stop somewhere, you want to enjoy, you just open the door and you're ready.
Got it.
No moving stuff, unlatches, this, that, you know. You can cook right away, just open. All these doors, all hardware. I designed it like the hinges, you know, so you can close it.
That's really cool.
You know, so.
Wow.
You don't have to be too much careful.
Yeah, the craftsmanship is just
And cabinets doesn't have any bottoms to say weight. So you have little, if you spill something, you can nicely clean it, push it out.
Oh, okay, you know? So it would run out,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. So, wow. Yeah.
Very cool.
Wow. All right.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Thank you
this.
So much yeah. for showing us. What's your website?
Tivole.com.
Right, ah, here we go. Yes. Have a look right here.
YouTube channel Tivole, right? Yep. All builds are on the YouTube channel, some traveling. And we have Tivole.co website.
Appreciate it.
Thanks,
man. You stopping by.
It's been a pleasure. This is
thank
a really
you.
Cool vehicle. I'm absolutely
fascinated. I should show up in your trail to go a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, please.
But
please.
It's 11,000 pounds, so... But I do crazy.
Well, call me.
Yes, Andre will make sure it's okay.
We can do...
We won't get stuck.
I want something a little difficult to show people because you have airbags, independent, right?
Right.
I also make my own brackets and a little cradles on the bottom for the plastic ones so they don't split. And when I'm super crazy, I put more air on the bottom, less on the top, and I manage pretty crazy stuff.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I know.
To be continued.
To be continued, absolutely.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We got other people lined up here, so we're not going to interrupt. But thank you again. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
And another power wagon. Look at the color on this. Oh.
Oh, that's his, you see, his brand of beadlock.
So this is his, yeah.
He's just nuts. He's crazy cool.
Actually, really good. Factory, let's do quickly.
Yeah.
The factory wheels are 8 inches wide. Everybody strip these wheels off, putting aftermarket.
Everybody does, yeah.
I hate it. I put 1.5 spacer. This truck is 11,000 pounds and it's already 20,000 miles on that spacers. Never problem. Mm-hmm. And with the beadlock rings, you have an extra 1.18 width. So now you're 9.18. Mm-hmm. And this is solid T6 machined aluminum and with the bite holes and everything, never problem. I think it's worth it. I like these wheels most. Mm-hmm. That's why I use them. I love them.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks good. You know, why not?
Practical also, you know. If you want to put more beads inside or something, you don't have to go to the service. You just take the ring, open. Or if you have a side hole, you can patch it from inside.
That's a good point. I've actually seen people do that.
And these are 35s. So that's a 35.
This is 37. 13.5.
That's 37 by 13.5, yeah.
And also what I'm mostly selling is the trim kit. If you want to add extra inch or 1.25 room for 37s, I have video on YouTube how to perfectly install these and how you add the room.
So you remove also, the extra hold, step there.
Also, it's hold the liner back so it doesn't rattle.
Right.
You know, people don't understand. Oh, I'm not rubbing. You're rubbing because the bushing's moving back and forth when you're off-roading.
Right.
So when you put the full lock and you push in the hole, you actually moved that 0.5 inch.
He did a lot of that in a Jeep Liberty recently.
Let's not talk about that, okay?
That's okay. Why I also building my own front control arms.
Yeah, that I noticed.
So they doesn't flex back
right,
and
because
forth.
You have the full control when you're going and there's no flexing.
You know why you're chasing these trucks on the road? Because the bushing's also moving this way, so you never straight.
Yeah, and then sometimes they'll crab down the highway. Yeah, exactly, yeah. I totally agree with you.
So all kind of stuff for heavy weight and speed. We go 95 miles to here on the freeway. No movement.
No movement. Awesome. Yeah.
Alrighty. Okay, thank you again.
Continue later.
Yes.
This could be a whole hour just on this.
Yes,
this
we could. Yeah.
All right, I appreciate it.
Thank you again. Okay. We'll see you. Wow. He's from the Czech Republic, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Maybe Roman should have been here.
I know, Roman. We're like, ahoy, but that's like hello. Seriously, that's all I got.
Well, let's continue a little bit more because I mean we just saw like 10% of the show.
Yeah, I know, but we don't want to keep people on the line for 2 hours. So, but yeah, let's go through this zone real quick. Look at that
articulating defender. Wow.
Yeah, with some modifications. That's. I'm still trying to wrap my head around what I just saw. I mean, his craftsmanship, Andre, is extraordinary. And no, he's not paying us to say that.
No, there is not a paid promotion.
There's no paid promotion. Now, if there was, it'd be Coca-Cola. I drink Coca-Cola because... Just kidding. Maybe McDonald's. Check this out.
That's a big boy.
That is huge, and it's very, very expensive. Is that the chassis that... No, that's not the same. Or is it the one that you reviewed before?
Well, I don't think so, because it says DBL design.
Okay.
So, let me look.
This is the thing about overlanding, guys, that kind of has me in this weird quagmire, because you get these super cool vehicles, right? But they're... I mean, this thing's probably $500,000. But if you turn around, that's my type of overlanding. A little bit more affordable,
you know, small trailers, right?
Well, small trailers are small campers, lightweight ones, homemade ones.
Overlanding, I think a hurricane is approaching.
It is. Overlanding kind of has this unusual draw from the extremely rich, but at the same time, there's an awful lot of people who, yeah, who could take a motorcycle and a backpack, and as long as you're off the grid, as far as I'm concerned, you're overlanding, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're overlanding right now. We're walking on dirt.
No, but we're not off the grid. I mean, come on. There's a Burger King a mile away. That's not off the grid.
That is true. That is true.
Ooh, some cool trailers. I'm a bit of a trailer guy. I like really small, lightweight trailers. That's kind of my thing.
Well, let's take a look at this little flyer guy. Just
real quick?
Just really quick, because is this something you would consider, Nathan?
If it's under 3,000 pounds, I would.
Okay.
But it doesn't look like it has a bathroom. And I was told, as a requirement, it must have a separate
bathroom. By your boss?
By the boss. She made it really... After trying several different vehicles, including that tent trailer, which was a disaster, she said that she wants a bathroom inside the trailer. She's been in other trailers and motorhomes that have them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can dig it. We're older. It's a lot more convenient not to have to go outside in the middle of a storm.
Absolutely. But it's kind of a cool concept where you can have a toy. You can park a motorcycle or something in here.
Hell, my wife's Mini almost would fit in here.
And also expandable bed.
Yep.
Kind of an interesting concept.
I like the setup of it. And honestly, this is something that if I were serious about taking a couple motorcycles, this would be a really logical setup. Because that looks like it's a bed for two.
Yeah, so what basically it's kind of a single axle trailer.
Yeah.
Kind of a box trailer. So very interesting design.
And that's the other thing is that this is built to hold stuff. So even if it were under 3,000 pounds, once you put stuff in it, it would probably be too much for my little trucklet to put tow. Although, if you buy something like that, you don't have to worry about towing.
So, this booth, it looks like it may be with my buddy Bowen.
Uh-huh. That looks like it.
And he built this green Ram.
Oh,
what do you
God.
Think about this?
I mean, holy cow. Yeah, this is the guy.
So, actually, we need to step back. Nathan, because we need to get the whole view.
Yes, please. I know that some of you guys have asked for full views.
So, this was a build... So it starts as a 4500 chassis Ram, and it was done with elevation off-grid, liquid spring suspension. But look at this.
Well, describe what the liquid spring suspension is. People are going to think there's a coil with water in it. It's a hydraulic system.
It's a hydraulic system that's been used on ambulances for decades.
And fire trucks.
Yep. And height adjustable. There's a spare reservoir, right? So because you cannot really compress liquid very much. And it's height adjustable, and it's also active. So it's always reacting in real time to the driving conditions. But the craftsmanship on this one is next level, I would say.
Yeah, considering what we've already seen, and you've already interviewed him, what, three times?
Yes.
So most of those are on truck,
look
I believe.
At the size of this storage bin. It's like 6 feet.
He's hugging the truck.
Logs.
Hugging the truck. Yeah, this setup is incredible. Now this is for serious people who like are actually doing like a survey in the middle of the tundra, you know what I mean?
Or working. So this is a Super Tramp camper, which is kind of a powered, actuated top, right? So that goes up. You and like, I saw one on a Ford chassis.
It went up at least another 18 inches or maybe even up to 2 feet higher than what it is there.
Yeah.
And then inside is, I think, accommodations for up to four if the table folds flat, I think. But yeah, definitely for two, at the very least.
Wowie.
Yeah. Nice stuff.
You know, in a pinch, Nathan, this could be a bedroom. An additional bedroom.
Or you can put a couple of kegs.
Actually, I was just in New York City. This is an apartment in New York City.
Yes, it is actually an apartment in New York City. This would be a great place for Roman to stay.
Yeah.
Where is he? He's in the locker. Should we continue?
Yeah. Let's move. Which way?
Hey, you guys are from TFL Truck, aren't you?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are.
Nice to meet you.
What's your name?
Adam.
Adam? We're doing a kind of a podcast.
Yeah, this is half live. It'll go live in a bit. Nathan, nice to meet you.
Nathan, nice to meet you, Adam.
Thank you for watching.
Of course. I've subscribed to like all your channels.
Thank you, and I'm sorry at the same time.
It's too much, right?
Yeah.
I love that. Every day I come back from work, I was like, what do we got today? So,
are you local here? Are you?
I'm actually from Indiana.
No kidding. Whereabouts in Indiana?
North Central. So about an hour away from... Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's all I know. Indianapolis. That's all I got. Yeah.
There's some conventions there.
There's this large racetrack I hear that they use
occasionally. They have really good steaks.
Yes. Yes.
So,
thank you very much for watching. We appreciate it.
Have you guys checked out the new Land Cruiser over there?
Yes, we will be also. Okay.
Yes.
We checked out the Tacoma.
Okay.
But we're doing a truck-based show right now.
Okay.
So we try to ignore the Land Cruiser just for a minute.
Okay.
And then we're going to go back. And
we're going to do the car podcast afterwards. Okay. And I'll hopefully drag Tommy over there if he's available. He's in his changing room right now, I think.
Yeah. Green room.
Green room.
Okay. Yes, green room.
All right. I appreciate it.
Pleasure meeting you.
Take care.
All right. So let's move that way because there's a little bit of stuff that I kind of want to
swing around. I actually, we had another car question that I'll save for later.
Did that video ever get published?
Oh, I'm not sure. The mammoth.
Yeah, let's keep
going. Is that like a complete bunker?
That is a full-on bunker. It's bear-proof, and it even has on the outside of that thing bear spray nozzles.
Oh, geez. So it's remote operated.
Remote operated. So if a bear is attacking you, not that they'd be able to get into something that essentially is bulletproof, but you could trigger that and pepper spray comes out. But hopefully that video did go up around the time of the Overland Expo.
Before. I see a really cool Tundra and a really cool older Land Cruiser 200 series.
Okay, let's have a look-see.
Sorry, I'm still getting excited here.
No, that's fine. Are there any other questions that we need to answer?
Not at this moment. We have a couple of car-related questions that will
That will wait for another. That's a supercharger, my friend.
That's a supercharger.
Oh, yes. Bam. Supercharged V8.
Whoa.
Oh.
These are compressors set up with ARP. Whoa, clean.
This is sick. So it's kind of a built-up Land Cruiser 200 series with a supercharged V8.
I think they got their work done at SLE, which is down the road
from us. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. SLE does really good work.
They do. Actually, we've worked with them before.
Yeah. And look at this Tundra. Look at how well the bumper fits. Look at that.
Look what they put on that it's been missing for a while.
Oh, tow points.
Looks. But this also has a Warren winch on it.
Yeah. This is gorgeous. White stance.
Check this out. Look at this little detail right here.
Little Toyota colors.
Yeah, from the past. That's really cool. Very tasteful.
Because I think this is kind of what...
All right, let's keep moving a little bit more. So
there's
so
much to see here.
We work with a lot of local companies, right?
Yeah.
So we worked with Running for Tacos.
Toy Tech.
We've worked with Juniper Overland, and right? They helped us with the trail.
Yeah, they helped us a lot. SLE.
We worked also with Alucab, right? Yeah. On our RAM project. For example, there's that FJ cruiser running for tacos. So it's kind of, shows some of the work they do.
Right. We often get the question, Andre, that, hey, does TFL work for, one of the large magazines? You know how they have a parent company?
Right. No.
We don't.
Roman is the owner of the company with Tommy, and we're a small business.
Been around for about 14 years now.
Yeah, we don't have oligarchs. Slow down just a sec.
Yeah.
We don't have Russian oligarchs or anything supporting us.
Well, probably not.
No, we don't. We don't have any investors other than the support that our listeners and viewers give us.
That's exactly it. The fact that you guys actually support us is the reason we're here. The fact that you watch us and you comment and you like or dislike, that gives us the gravitas to be what we are, which is independent, one of the larger independents.
But Nathan, we haven't talked about Nissan. Why don't we finish here?
That's a great idea. Hey, before we do, did you see the GTR with the rooftop tent?
No.
Just quickly look at it. I'm going to show Tommy that later.
What the heck?
I know. That's what I said.
Look at that rear wing.
Yeah, well, I guess it's a place to eat.
It's a table.
That's going to melt his little synapse. All right, let's have a look-see, because I have not seen too many people do too many builds in the new Frontier, which is a shame, because I think it's a cool platform.
Yeah, this is very nice.
It's a relatively small box, but
good size rooftop tent.
Super Pacific shell with a little wedge. Hey, how you doing, man?
How are you?
Hi. Hi. I'm Andre. Is this one of yours?
Andre, yeah, this is my truck.
Oh, hi. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I think so I met you before.
You might have.
Yeah. Did you have the last generation of the previous
that
one of these?
That might have been Kyle, a blue one.
Yeah.
So that would have been Kyle. He actually is on his way out here. He'll be here probably about an hour and a half.
Oh, okay, great. Sweet. You mind telling us about this? He's got the little mic here, and he's going to, if you don't mind, just for a couple minutes.
Sure, yeah.
We're doing kind of a half live broadcast. It'll be live later, okay. So we're going to edit all the stuff that I'm in.
Cool.
Yeah. Here, you want to, so can you give us a little bit of a walk around on this? First of all, is this a stock Nissan, or it looks like it's been lifted?
This is actually a fairly heavily modified Nissan Frontier, and it's been through several iterations. Uh-huh. So we're All Dogs Off-Road Co-op, and Nissan Frontier and Xterra is our biggest market. So we do a lot of product development for the applications. This truck was originally on a Koni lift kit. And then it was Titan swapped for a period of time, which is like a long travel setup. Recently, I had a Super Pacific camper installed on the truck, so I took the Titan swap off and went back to a Koni 2-inch lift kit.
Okay.
I'm running Kenda RT tires, about 2 inches lift. I'm running our proprietary parabolic leaf springs in the rear, which is a different engineering of a leaf spring versus a typical multi-leaf elliptical.
Okay.
Other than that, I've got it's kind of messy back here right now, but Dometic fridge, Jackery battery, and solar panel. This will eventually get built out with like a platform, but I just picked this up about a month ago.
Oh, okay. So you're just getting started on it.
Exactly.
How much does this weigh independently, would you say?
It's supposed to be about 300 to 350 pounds.
Oh, so it's not going to hurt the payload on this at all.
And Super Pacific is absolutely fantastic. This is probably one of the highest quality campers you can buy. And the guys have a background in textiles and aerospace. So you'll see that it's a fully riveted frame, or fuselage is what they call it.
Uh-huh.
Very strong, just the attention to detail is insane compared to other competitors on the
market. You personally used this as
a camper? I have. I've put about 10 or 11 nights on it so far.
Oh, okay.
And I will probably be putting a lot more here in the next few months.
What does a setup like this cost, would you say?
I think they retail this at $13,000 right now.
Okay.
So it's my biggest adult purchase of my life aside from like a car or a house. But yes, yeah. I couldn't be happier with it. I really couldn't.
It's an interesting color too.
I picked this color because my truck is on display at the expos and that sort of thing.
Right. So
I
want draws something attention. That would pop. Yeah, exactly. Totally getcha.
Yeah.
All right, and our viewers, where can they find your website and, you know, for this and other things that you represent?
Yeah, so we're All Dogs Off-Road and alldogsoffroad.com.
Is that on the back here? There we go.
Yeah, there's a sticker. Yeah.
There we go. Which is really cool because I'm a dog fan. So is Andre, reluctantly, but he is now.
Well, I used to be a cat person.
Okay.
But
we had an April Fool's product 2 years ago, Some Cats On Road, a little sticker for all the cat people out there.
All right, Nathan, as we wrap up the show, this podcast, which I want to go on for another 2 hours, I want to visit Josh. Hey, Josh.
Yep, we are at Juniper Overland.
Juniper Overland. Hey, Josh, we're doing a little podcast. Oh. We're walking around and looking at cool stuff.
Awesome.
And you have a lot of cool stuff.
We have a ton of cool stuff, yeah.
So what are you kind
Josh,
of...
Josh, you want to hold that and give us a little walk around?
Sure.
What did you kind of bring this year?
So we brought all of the AluCab goodies, everything from our rooftop tents, canopy campers. We also have the Kaya Basic over here.
Sandwich maker.
On the MSO truck.
I see.
So that's kind of the shell version of the Kaya camper.
Yeah, with kind of a swing up door.
Yep. And then we have all of the Scout camper options as well here too. So the Kanai is their big 8-foot one. We have the Olympic, which is like 6.5 foot down here. We also have their new small model, the Tuk Tuk, which will go in like a Gladiator.
Like a short, like a mid-sized truck?
Yeah, pretty much anything 5-foot mid-sized truck.
Oh, I see, over here too.
Yeah.
I haven't seen. So you've been doing, would you say you kind of expanded in different many truck brands as well? I mean, you're kind of working across the board on
pretty much everything now,
yeah,
right?
Anything and everything, we'll work on it. Ford, Ram, Toyota, Gladiators, we do it all. So as long as it's vehicle outfitting, we can help out.
So, and of course, together we built a Trailhound Ram project, which we still have and we still love. So I really appreciate that.
Oh, of course, man, yeah.
So
no, that was a fun build.
Really solid build. And I remember I surprised you with the fender flare.
Yeah, yeah.
Little, we put like a fender flare on the Ram, but it still looks awesome. So.
Yeah, it came out great.
All right, dude, well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, good to see you, man.
I appreciate it.
Sure, yeah, give it a try. We haven't found one.
There's so much to see here. I could be talking about this for hours,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, well, climb in stuff, play around, whatever you want.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, man.
Of course, man.
All right. We lost Nathan. Oh, here.
No kidding. Oh, congrats. That's awesome.
Here you go.
Sorry, so, too busy wandering and looking at toys.
No, I mean, this is insane. There's so much cool stuff here.
That's kind of the thing, is that you can get ideas, even though half the stuff can't afford anybody. You can look around and get some really good ideas. And
yeah, like our friend with the Power Wagon. You know, he had ideas. He has had some skills. I mean, major skills.
$500,000 worth of Power Wagon right there with all that stuff.
No, but he did it with his own hands.
He did do it with his own hands. He's,
yes.
But it's really cool, once again, to see what other people do and how they actually come about doing it. Andre was freaking out with that Isuzu over there. But here's an interesting point. Okay, that Isuzu, you can actually go to Craigslist or Marketplace or whatever. And you can find Isuzu cabs for like $12,000 that still run quite well. Some of them even four-wheel drive. And then you can go and build yourself one of these things, do a full build. This thing is probably, I don't know, $750,000, I'm willing to bet. Am I right?
It's humongous. Look, I'm 6'3", almost. Look.
Yes.
It's huge.
And to put that into scale, according to some people, I'm 5'9".
6'1", my friend.
All right. Yeah. So thank you for joining us on this episode of TFL Talking Trucks. We really appreciate your support. Thanks for listening. If you're in the area, you got to stop by this place.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Check it out.
Enjoy. And don't forget to check out the car podcast, because there's even more.
Yeah, a lot more. So thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.